The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 29th of December, 2008. It was on this day, 1916, James Joyce published his novel, A Portrait of the Artist, as a young man. He tried to write the story in several forms. He wrote an essay in 1904. It was rejected. Then he sat down at his kitchen table, sketched out a plan to expand it into a novel. Within a year, he had written 900 pages of a book about a character named Stephen Dedalus entitled Stephen Hero. Then he left Ireland. He was teaching English for almost no money, trying to support his family, found it harder and harder to finish the novel, so he wrote short stories instead. He wrote a collection called Dubliners, which a publisher in London accepted. But then the publisher wanted the subject matter changed and the language cleaned up, and then an entire story removed, and finally Joyce refused to make the changes. So he decided to return to his novel, but he didn't like it anymore. He thought it was too conventional. So he started from scratch, and he retitled it A Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man. He'd spent nearly 10 years trying to get his fiction published, and then in 1913, he got two letters, one from a publisher who wanted to reconsider publishing Dubliners, and a second from Ezra Pound, who was looking for new fiction to publish in a magazine. Dubliners came out in 1914, and Ezra Pound published a serial version of A Portrait of the Artist. The complete novel came out on this day. In 1916, with its famous first line, "Once upon a time, and a very good time it was, there was a moo cow coming down along the road, and this moo cow that was coming down along the road met a nice little boy named Baby Tucku." Today's the anniversary of the massacre at Wounded Knee, South Dakota, 1891. The Indian tribes had signed a treaty 22 years before with the government, guaranteeing them the rights to the land around the Black Hills, which was sacred land to them. But in the 1870s, gold was discovered in the Black Hills, and the treaty was broken, and the Sioux were forced onto a reservation with promises of more food and supplies, which never came. In 1889, there was a Paiute prophet named Wovoka who had a vision of a ceremony called the Ghost Dance that would renew the earth and return the buffalo and make the white men disappear. The Indians began doing the Ghost Dance, which scared the white Indian agents, who moved in to arrest Chief Sitting Bull, who was killed in the attempt. Sitting Bull's half-brother, Chief Bigfoot, headed for the Pine Ridge Reservation with his people, going there for protection. It was cold, 40 degrees below zero. He was sick. He was flying a white flag. He was one of the leaders who had actually renounced the Ghost Dance. But the army did not make distinctions. They intercepted Bigfoot's band, ordered them into the camp on the banks of the Wounded Knee Creek. The next morning, began confiscating the Indians' weapons. A scuffle broke out between a soldier and an Indian. The federal soldiers opened fire, killing almost 300 men, women, and children, including Bigfoot. One of the survivors was the famous medicine man Black Elk, author of Black Elk Speaks, which came out in 1932. Here's a poem for today by Kelly Cherry, entitled Song of the Wonderful Surprise. Start with the fact of space. Fill it up with snow. There will be snow in the sky, snow on the ground, snow in the mysterious courtyards. You taste snow's tang, smell snow, feel snow on your face. If you walk forever, you will not come to a place with no snow. But one day, looking around, you will find a green apple hanging from a spray of snow. Song of the Wonderful Surprise by Kelly Cherry from God's Loud Hand, published by Louisiana State University Press. Used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Betsy Alistair and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.